High-profile cases of employees being fired for postings on their blogs, Twitter feeds, or other social media have forced many workplaces to institute social media policies. Some restrict any public discussion of company business, management, or other employees. Others demand access to the online profiles of employees. A series of recent rulings and advisories by the National Labor Relations Board may have companies revising their policies. The NLRB now says that water cooler conversation posted online is protected as free speech. Here to fill us in is Stephen Greenhouse from the New York Times. He's the labor and workplace reporter. Stephen, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Nice to be here, Virginia.
So let's talk about a case that you write about. Four employees fired for posting about working conditions on Facebook. What happened here?
So there was a case that the National Labor Relations Board decided last month, December, where several workers at a social welfare agency in Buffalo were worried that another employee said, oh, all you other workers, you know, have lousy job performance, and I'm going to tell the boss. And so one of these workers who was criticized went onto Facebook and said, hey, guys, hey, colleagues, what do you think about, you know, what this other worker is saying about us? And these workers said, you know, with some expletives in their Facebook conversation, they said, you know, that's ridiculous. We are working our butts off. One worker wrote, I have five different responsibilities. Another worker said, you know, I work all day long. What is she talking about? And so that conversation happened on a Saturday before Columbus Day. And when they returned to work on a Tuesday, the five people who were involved in a Facebook conversation kind of criticizing the worker who was criticizing them, those five workers were fired. The executive director of the social welfare agency said, you are bullying and harassing the other worker.
Okay, so...
And so very quickly. So they went to the National Labor Relations Board to say, you wrongly fired us. We were discussing workplace matters. We have a right to discuss workplace matters, whether it's at the water cooler or online, and the National Labor Relations Board agreed, saying, you know, that under federal law, every worker has the right to communicate with his or her coworkers about workplace conditions and how to better them. In the cafeteria, at the water cooler, online.
So will they be reinstated, and will people fired in other places? I'm thinking of a Philadelphia teacher fired for posting something on her blog. Other employees fired, will they be reinstated due to this ruling?
So the Labor Board in Washington said they should be reinstated. Now, the Social Welfare Agency in Buffalo says it's going to appeal to the federal courts to try to block reinstatement. Meanwhile, Virginia, you know, there's this whole flap that erupted last week where a federal court in Washington said that most of the members appointed to the National Labor Relations Board through President Obama's recess appointments are not legitimate. So that's, you know, a whole other issue. That's calling into question whether the people sitting on the labor board right now are there legally and whether it can even issue any decisions, because it would lack a quorum if the people on the board now are considered illegitimate recess appointments.
Okay, so now what do the latest rulings say are permitted and what is not?
So as you said in your introduction, Virginia, a lot of companies have these blanket across-the-board policies saying thou shalt not discuss anything about the company in your online conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not say anything negative about the company, about your coworkers, about your bosses. Thou shalt not discuss anything confidential online about the company. So the Labor Board said, wait a second, the 77-year-old law called the National Labor Relations Act, which protects workers' rights to unionize and to cooperate together to improve the workplace, you know, guarantees your right to communicate with other workers about, you know, mutual aid and protection for improving, you know, wages and working conditions. So the Labor Board said, well, these blanket prohibitions that say you can't say anything negative about the company or your boss, or you can't discuss confidential things like wages or what your benefits are, the National Labor Relations Board said, look, corporate America, those blanket requirements, those blanket prohibitions are just too broad, and therefore they're illegal because they discourage workers from exercising their right to discuss workplace matters with their coworkers.
Well, as you're bringing up, this is emblematic of a culture that's sort of grappling or trying to catch up with how people communicate today. I'm wondering about the outcome of this case. Does it set precedent for all businesses and organizations to follow, or are they going to be fought? You know, we're going to see these cases come up on a case-by-case basis in the future.
It's kind of both, Virginia. That's a good question. You know, this case applies to just this one social welfare agency, but its philosophy, its findings would basically apply to all companies. I should make one thing very clear. You know, the labor board has also found that in cases when there's one worker acting as a lone wolf and ranting about, you know, my boss is a big fat jerk, that's not going to be protected. That's, you know, the labor board has said, you know, you have to engage in concerted cooperative activity with other workers, and it has to be about working together, aiding each other to improve wages and working conditions. So if it's just, you know, a lone rant about how much you hate your boss, that's not going to protect you. There was a case I wrote about in my story last week where a bartender at a restaurant in Illinois was very upset that he hasn't received a raise in 5 years. Mm-hmm. So he went onto Facebook and he wrote that, oh, the customers at our restaurant are a bunch of rednecks, and I hope they choke on glass when they're driving home drunk.
Ooh.
Not a good thing. So
not good for a bartender.
Yeah. So the company fired the guy, saying, you know, that makes us look like idiots. You know, that will anger our customers. The bartender went to the National Labor Relations Board saying, I was sort of discussing workplace conditions. And the labor board said, no, this was just a rant. This was just griping. This was just venting. This wasn't working, you know, communicating with your coworkers and in a cooperative way on how to improve wages and working conditions.
Steve, we do have just half a minute left, but do you have any advice, someone who might be on the fence about using social media out of fear of losing their job? What are the boundaries?
It's important to, you know, do it cooperatively, in concert with your coworkers, and make sure it's about wages and working conditions. And if you and a coworker just go online to say, my boss is a big fat jerk, that's probably not going to be protected because it's really considered more of a rant. And companies, you know, need to be specific. When they have policies, you know, they shouldn't say you can never criticize your boss, you can never release confidential information. They could, you know, it's better to say, you know, thou shalt, you can't release confidential information, say, about trade secrets or about the release date of new software.
Mm-hmm.
So the NLRB has given advice to both sides, employers and employees.
Okay, so I've just got to get rid of this posting about my boss, and thank you very much,
we
Stephen Greenhouse.
Boss. We love your boss, Virginia.
Really great to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks so much.
Stephen Greenhouse, labor and workplace reporter for The New York Times. You can find a link to his article on our website at wordofmouthradio.org, as well as more on the ruling by the National Labor Relations Board. I misidentified that earlier. We'd love for you to chime in on our Facebook page. Have you sparred with your employer over your social media habits? Feel free to send us a tweet or write a post, as long as your job isn't riding on it.